Yes, the healing strategy has been, I guess, a combination of 4 years of conversations at the invitation of the Carrag Aboriginal people and the Torres Strait Islander Nation. And so the healing strategy offers practical solutions, I guess, and frameworks for governments at a local, state and federal level to incorporate into service delivery.
This strategy is looking at child safety and wellbeing and community safety and women's leadership. Can you talk a bit about those aspects of the strategy?
Yes. So the recommendations that have come out of the community in relation to service delivery has been in the areas of child safety and wellbeing, community safety, spiritual healing, self-determination, leadership and governance. The key focus areas, I guess, are fourfold, and one is around women healing and leadership. So that's really just recognising the critical role that women play in their families, their communities. And so a series of healing workshops or leadership workshops have been held on Thursday Island in August last year. Second key area is in relation to men's healing. And I guess that's in response to the critical healing needs of our men. And so the Healing Foundation was supporting a local group up here called Karakabee Men's Group around their healing. The third focus area is community healing. And so this is really supporting the community members to develop and lead their own community healing responses to the challenges that they are facing at this point in time. And I guess the great thing that's sort of come out of all of this is that the Healing Foundation is continuing with this support, and one of the trial areas also is the creation of community healing teams. And so this will be selected through an expression of interest process where people, you know, have the opportunity to put their names forward to be a part of a healing team, and will receive training and a whole range of other support in order to do this work.
And so one of the recommendation includes healing programs for 13 to 26-year-olds who've experienced violence or abuse and are dealing with the impacts of trauma. Can you talk about the importance of those programs and how they can support the young people to have a better quality of life?
Yes, I think, and all this obviously goes back to the impact of colonisation and so the, you know, intergenerational trauma that people experience. Hence the need to work with that age group to help them to identify the key causes of what's happening within their families and how they can support family and how family can support young people's initiatives in this space as well. So I think it's really critical to work with young people to help them to understand, you know, past policies that families have had to endure.
So with this strategy, you've obviously done a lot of hard work and you've had those consultation gatherings to work out what the community is calling for and what you need. When it comes to support from the federal government and state government around healing for not only members from the Stolen Generations but also our current and immediate needs regarding healing, what kind of support is there from the federal government? I mean, how will this strategy be implemented so that the government will provide that support?
These sorts of initiatives are new for government, because this is an initiative that's been developed from the ground up. And what the people in the Torres Strait are saying is we've got to get on with the business of finding ways to heal ourselves. And so the Healing Foundation certainly will be advocating strongly with government to assist in these healing initiatives in whatever way they can. So our role is advocacy, but certainly the people of the Torres Strait will be looking towards the three levels of government to support what they're saying as key initiatives in their community. You know, and purely from a budgetary point of view, it makes sense that governments will support these initiatives because the ownership is with the people and they have the solutions in a way to move their communities forward. So it makes no sense for governments in particular not to support these initiatives.
So when we're talking about the impacts of intergenerational trauma, like when we cover a lot around healing on the mainland regarding Stolen Generations and the push for reparation packages and healing packages, but we don't hear a lot about what's happening on the Torres Strait Islands. So it's good to be able to hear from you today to learn more and to connect more with the people of the Torres Strait Islands. Obviously, around the issues of healing, using culturally based and sensitive healing programs is the way to improve the lives of Torres Strait Island people.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, having spoken to a number of the community members here today, they're all saying that it's an opportunity to reclaim what we already had and what we already know is right for us. And so being the oldest culture on earth, there are some strategies in there that have allowed us to stay the length of time. And so to be able to reclaim those narratives and those lessons that have been passed down is absolutely critical to the strategy. The strategy has the voices of over 600 people. So it's a very powerful document.